Well, in the run-up to the presidential and city council elections, media outlets have been busy carrying out polls to gauge public opinion ahead of the next round of voting here in Tehran, in Iran, pardon me. According to a new opinion poll by Iranian media outlets, the majority of respondents in Tehran said they will definitely take part in the elections. The poll was conducted over the phone on more than 4,000 respondents aged 18 and older. Over 60% have said they will vote, and 11% said they won't. Some 28% have also said they're still undecided on how they will vote. Iran has a population of around 75 million, with more than half being under the age of 35. Back in 2007, the voting age was raised to 18 years. Young voters and swing voters have always been critical in Iran's elections. Another principalist hopeful drops his bid for Iran's presidency as the Guardian Council is busy shortlisting the approved candidates. Lawmaker Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard has issued a statement confirming that he's no longer in the race. Earlier, former Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mahmanparast and the elder brother of the incumbent President Davood Ahmadinejad withdrew from the election. They've all sent letters to inform the Guardian Council of their decisions to quit the race. Abu Turabi Fard made the decision after receiving a letter from 200 lawmakers urging him to withdraw. An independent presidential hopeful says principalist groups need to form a 400-member elite assembly to pick a frontrunner for the June 14th presidential election. Mohsen Rezai, who is the secretary of the State Expediency Council, has said that he stepped aside in favor of other principalist candidates in previous elections and that it's now their turn to withdraw in his favor. According to Rezai, politicians, lawmakers and academics could be members of the proposed elite assembly. Rezai also criticized the Ahmadinejad administration for the current state of affairs in the economy, including the high inflation and unemployment rates. He promised to reduce dependence on petrodollars by propping up domestic manufacturing industries if he becomes president. The Guardian Council, which vets candidates, is set to submit the list of approved candidates to the Interior Ministry on Tuesday. The June 14th presidential race will be held at the same time as the fourth city and rural council elections. Presidential hopeful Ghulam Ali Haddad Adil says the principalist coalition of three does not endorse the political views of rival Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who currently chairs the State Expediency Council. Haddad Adil says it's true that he and the other two members of the group, Tehran Mayor Mohammad Bakir Ghalibaf and top advisor to Iran's leader Ali Akbar Velayati, have at times different views of the way Rafsanjani has been leading his political life. But in principle, he explains, the coalition was formed because of their fundamental objections to Rafsanjani's political vision. Haddad Adil, who is also a lawmaker, says the coalition of three is planning to pick its frontrunner for the election once the Guardian Council releases the final list of approved candidates. The Supervisory Board of City Council Elections is set to release on May the 2nd the names of approved candidates for the upcoming city and rural council elections. Under Article 9 of the Iranian Constitution, hopefuls must be Iranian nationals, hold a university degree, and be of good character. These verifications are usually carried out by the judiciary, the intelligence ministry, and the parliament. The Supervisory Board of Elections has designated around 100,000 observers to monitor the fourth council elections nationwide on June 14th. Well, of course, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process. Be sure to check that out.